Bungwan's dwelling was a cave dug into the side of a hill. Heaving himself from the barrow, he beckoned Mordy inside.
"Come in, Miss Mordy. This year's my humble home."
It was indeed humble, but comfortable. A small cave with ledge seats padded thick with dried grasses. It contained a stove built from rock slabs and chinked with solidified mud. The hermit mole poured Mordy a beaker of dark liquid from a jug.
"Now, you sit there and sup that, miss. 'Tis my own Tansian coltsfoot cordial. I'll make myself busy with a stew. 'Twon't be long then, come in."
It was rather dark inside the cave, but there was enough light coming in from the entrance to distinguish things. The cordial was chilled and tasted delicious. Mordy sipped it as she watched Bungwan tending to the cauldron on the stove. Some of the herbs he was adding to his stew were very aromatic.
"What brings you out here, miss? Be's you lost?"
The hermaid shook her head.
"I'm not lost. I'm on an important mission. By the way, have you seen a large badger type roaming your neighbourhood? Huge, hefty, fearless-looking type. I think he carries a flame and has a banished one with him. Don't suppose you've spotted the chap, what?"
Bungwan stirred the cauldron, tasting a small drop.
"Only one I sees round here be's they rascally sandy blizzards, miss. They won't leave I alone."
As he spoke, they heard the wheelbarrow being upturned outside. Bungwan put the lid on his cauldron and brandished a ladle.
"They've smelled my cooking and come to steal it."
Mocking, hissing voices came from outside.
"Kiss, fiddles, soil mouse.
Give the fiddles to us, or else."
Mordy restrained a friend from dashing outside.
"I say, steady on, old lad. Who are those blighters?"
Bungwan growled.
"I told thee, miss, blame blizzards, nasty bunch of villains."
The hermaid flexed her limbs in a businesslike manner.
"Right-ho. Nuff said, matey. Now, you stay out of this, and I'll toddle out and educate those bullies."
She strode resolutely out of the cave, assessing the situation at a glance.